Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Awesome song. Is there anybody out there here? The chains falling. Can you see them falling in the spirit? What an awesome, awesome song by Tasha Cobbs. Break every chain. Amen. We greet you once again in the awesome, matchless name of Jesus. We thank God for you tuning in today. We pray. Hello. Excuse me,
hello.
I'm sorry. Yes, Sister Ruby?
Yeah, praise the Lord. I hear you.
Okay, God bless. God bless. We thank God for you all tuning in again this afternoon. We pray everyone had a blessed and marvelous and great 4th of July on yesterday. I didn't hear of anything ill happening. Well, I didn't catch the news too much, but I'm sure everyone had an enjoyable time. And we're so glad to be back today with Provoked Fridays again. This is a radio broadcast, and it's the segment is called Provoked Fridays. It's also lined up under the heading of a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. And this broadcast, we air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here to bring you men and women of God that are able to encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower us to trust God in every area of our lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue our God-given destiny without apology. We are so thankful to have our Provoked Fridays pastor and life coach back with us today. We've been praying for him and his family, and he's even en route heading back home as we speak. But he's been a sacrifice. Amen. To be with us today. So we just thank God for him. We're going to go right on into the segment for today, and we're going to bring Pastor E right on up. And I'm sure he's in between with the airport and what have you, but whatever he can, however the Lord bless while he's traveling today, we appreciate it. So we're going to let him come on, and he can open us up with the word of prayer and go from there. God bless you, Pastor E.
Oh, God bless you, family. I love you.
Love you, too.
Jesus. Love you, Pastor.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
There is none alive.
Whoa,
there is none like you. Come on, sing that with me right now. I worship you.
Hallelujah.
I worship you. Oh, mighty God. There is none like you. There is
none like you.
I worship you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Prince of Peace.
Yes, God.
That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness.
Hallelujah.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like
Glory.
There is none like you.
Ooh.
There is none like you. Oh, Heavenly Father God, we just worship you right now, Lord Jesus.
We worship you, Lord.
We just enter into your courts, Lord, with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we just lift our hands in praise to you right now, Heavenly Father God. We jointly, collectively, unified, tied together in the Spirit, Lord, we worship you.
In one spirit, God.
Lord, with one mind and one word that we're going to follow, Heavenly Father God. So we just thank you today, Lord.
Thank
that everything
you.
That looks like it's not going the right way, every circumstance that the enemy may put on in front of us, Heavenly Father God, we still stand here today and give you all the praise. We still stand here today, Lord, and give you all the glory, Heavenly Father God. We still stand here today and give you all the honor, Lord, because it's all due to you.
God.
Thank you.
So, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We just worship you, Lord Jesus. We just want to magnify in your presence, Heavenly Father God, and glorify you right now, Lord, that anything that is not in line with your word or your will or your way, Lord, remove it right now. Take it away, Lord. Let that thing be loosed out of our spirits right now in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless you right now, Lord Jesus, that the spirit of oneness, of agreement, comes on us right now, Heavenly Father God, that as we touch and agree, and most of all, Lord, I just decrease of self. With so many things going on, I just decrease of everything, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I let it go. I put it in your hands, Heavenly Father God, and I just willingly step forward as your servant right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, yes.
And, Lord, you can move and move mightily, Lord, so have your way.
Have your way, God.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we just bless you today, Lord. And we ask as we go forward, Heavenly Father God, that your will be done in this place today, Lord, that we can leave, change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our minds because we choose you today in the name of your son, Jesus. And all in agreement, just give him a praise, hallallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, hello, family. I missed
praise
you guys last Friday. With all the things, and I'm pretty sure that everyone should know. And if you don't, I had a death in my family, and my sister she's actually my first cousin, but we grew up as brother and sister, and actually, you know, she never had any children, and actually when we became adults, she even went so far to claim me as her child. So I was her brother, her cousin, and her son. So I had a threefold relationship with her. But I will say today that there is no pain, there is no more suffering. She was diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago. They only gave her 12 days to live. Then she lived five more years, and she testified the name of Jesus for those 5 years. So, Lord, I just thank you that you brought her home, that you have her in that resting place right now, Lord Jesus, that she's in a better place than we are, Lord, because the pain, the suffering, the ill-gotten, everything that is not of you has been released now, Lord. So we thank you for that today, Lord. And we want to celebrate life today, Lord Jesus, that you've chosen us to continue, even in the airports, even in the stores. And family, I want you guys to know this is a dynamic day because I got people looking at me all over.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there worshiping in the middle of the lobby, and they won't let you go in the back anymore. But when you're on standby, you have to sit out here in front. So I'm just out here clowning for Jesus, and we're gonna let him. I got my laptop out, I got my Bluetooth in, and we are about to go into the Word of God. But I just want to testify that today that this thing that's going on is nothing that is not of God. He has moved in my family's life, and I believe that this testimony that is coming from this will make us all better and bring us closer. And we just thank God today for him being all that he is. But, you know, this week we've been talking about something that touches home for me, but is anything too hard for God? I mean, you know, I am right now, I'm asking for your help. Could anybody tell me, is anything impossible for God? If you really want the answer to this question, you got to go a little deeper sometimes. You know, we know God is omnipotent. We know God is all-powerful. We know God is all that and a bag of chips all by himself. But when you really ask the question, is anything impossible for God? I would actually have to say yes. Now, that may come to a surprise to some, but it's really true because, look at it, God can do nothing that would be inconsistent with his nature. Now, let me give you a couple of instances. Because God is holy, it's impossible for him to lie. So, there's one. Because God is truth, he cannot deny himself. Because God is life, guess what? He cannot die. So, there are a couple of things that we could say yes about. But when we really get down to it, we have to understand that God is perfect. He cannot make a mistake because he is imputable. He cannot be, we can't challenge God. Mm-hmm. God is all by himself. He does not need us. He does not require us, or does mm-hmm. he have to have us to make anything go through? Mm-hmm. We are actually the beneficiaries of God's impossibleness. Amen? Now, mm-hmm. we're gonna go into the word first, omnipotent. We always say that God is omnipotent, but do we really know the definition? Now, omni means all. When you take the word omni, O-M-N-I, that means all. Now, potent means powerful. So you put the two together, and it means all powerful.
Mm.
Now, in the dictionary, it says omnipotent this way, all powerful, having unlimited or universal powerity, authority, or force. And at the end, this is in the American Heritage Dictionary, but at the end of that, it says, in capital letters, it says God.
Mm.
Now, here's a couple of facts for you. I did a little research. God, and you may want to write these down because these amaze me. Because when we really have to put God, where you know, you hear me all the time say, let's get him out of the box. Let's actually, when we use the word omni, all, and potent, powerful, all powerful, we have to give God all the power. We have to take away from our being. You know, that's where we get mixed up. See, God, it's impossible for God to fix us when we're not willing to let God do it. You get what I'm saying? See, we can be prayed for all day long. And before I lay hands on anybody, I first ask them, have you already been healed? Because my prayers, which are the fervent prayer of the righteous men availeth much, but if my prayer is not in connection with you, my prayer is just a prayer. The same thing goes with God. For God to be all powerful, or for things to be, for nothing to be impossible, we have to be the ones that activate the power of impossibilities. Now, God is greater than any amount of atomic energy. Now, we know atomic energy, it takes life. It produces energy. There's a lot of uses for it, but God is greater than that. Here's another one for you. God is greater than the sum totals of this world's gravitational pull. He's more powerful than anything in this universe. He's greater than any military force. That goes for past and present. So let's not get it mixed up that he's just greater than the one, you know, the past armies. But all military forces, he's greater than that. God is greater than all human causes and movements. He's far superior to the world. I mean, the God we serve. Now, I want you to catch on here, because when we go into this, we have to now open our eyes, and it's called a paradigm shift. A paradigm is how you or me see something. So we want to do a paradigm shift today when we're going into knowing, is anything impossible for God? Well, we answered it earlier, yes, anything that is not in line with him or with consistent with his nature, no, God won't even, you know, he will not even be a part of it. But for us to now tap in, now watch this, for us to tap into the impossibleness in our lives, it's up to us. God has it all. God's done it all. He's still doing it. He's the same what? Yesterday, today, and forevermore. So let's get out of thinking that we need to prove how impossible God is. It's already a proven fact. But today we want to explore the fact on how can we increase our impossibility in our spirits by believing in an impossible God. It takes some steps. It takes measures, and it takes a paradigm shift. You can no longer today look at God through the same eyes you looked at him yesterday. Because some of us have doubts, and some of us have fears, and some of us have pains that cause us to doubt whether God is going to move for us when we would like him to move. Now, I may not get an amen on that one. Some of us are doubting God because the building is not as big as we thought it should be. You know, and the money is not in the bank the way we would like it to be. So we, you know, we have to really be careful on letting our guard down and being willing to stand on the promise that God is all powerful. Now, I want to serve a God who is omnipotent, omnipresent, omni-everything. I want to serve a God. I want to give my life and continue to grow in this relationship with him because I know the greatness he has for me. But I can only, and we can only tap into this favor by being willing to see. You have to see it before you saw it. Let me give you a little illustration. I think I did this when I first came on, but I had a pen in my hand, and I need everybody to imagine with me that's on the air today. If I said, I want everybody to take this pen out of my hand. Now I know you don't see it there, but let's do a faith thing. And I said, take it now. And everybody knows that now to me is when 0 to 5 seconds. So when I say now, you take it. Okay? All right. Now, too slow. You ready? Let's try it again. Come on, everybody, we got to get ready because when I say now, 0 to 5 seconds, you need to take it. Now, too slow. Evangelist, you almost had it. Yeah, so you're close. Take it out. No, see, you're too slow. Now, the reason why I do this exercise is to show you that you had to take it somewhere before you actually reached out and took it, which is actually a past form. Because you had to think it before it actually, your brain had to make the mechanism between your body and make it reach to take. So if we understand that there's a place that things take place before they actually come into place, we can now tap into the greatness and the omnipotent presence of God. Where? On the inside of us. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I think I'm great, I'll be great. If I think God is omnipotent, guess what? God will be exactly what I thought. But my mind, that's why Jesus really stays on the thinking and the brain and the way we take in information and what we allow in our spirit, because the mind is the spiritual heart of you and God's relationship. God speaks to you through your mind, not through your heart that's in your body. Now, don't get me wrong. We need that organ, organism, the heart. It pumps blood. The arteries, if they're flowing and we're healthy, it does everything it's supposed to do because it keeps the body from head to toe full of blood that's flowing. It's a constant system. And when that system breaks down, what we usually find out is we have a stroke or we pass away. But we want to get off of the physical. We want to go to the spiritual. So when we are talking about an omnipotent God, we have to see him not on the outside, but in our thinking, our mind, as a man or woman or family, think it in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
If you don't think God is omnipotent today, he's not going to be. If your mind cannot be set on the standard, not just today, I'm talking about consistently. If we cannot set the standard of our thinking, that's why he said, be ye not conformed to what? This world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible also tells us to let this mind be in you, which was also in where? Christ Jesus. See, so this thing, this relationship, this ability to be able to see greater than we used to, takes time and effort on us to practice this thing in a systematic way. When? Right now. So when I say take it, you took it already. Where? In your mind. So when you're doing these things and when we're practicing the word and we're trying to understand that God is omnipotent, he is all that, and there's nothing else we can do to help him get, he's already there. But we have to start with our thinking. We have to stop letting the flesh, things of this world, things of the past, we have to stop allowing those things to keep doubt, fear, and pain in our minds because we can't see an omnipotent God. And he's looking for those today that are willing to say, you know what, I need to actually see the impossible God that I know I serve. It won't happen on the outside. It won't happen through a friend walking down the street. It will happen inside your thinking. When you transform the way you think from the world's way to God's way, now when you read the word, it comes to life. And so instead of just reading a scripture to go over it, now we understand that when we go through these scriptures that are going to prove that God is all-powerful, now we can see the scriptures come to life in us, not on a piece of paper. Amen? The Bible does say that the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. We want the spirit today to flow through the word, that when we start to read these scriptures that we're about to go on, we don't just read them and hear the letter. We have to now paradigm shift that we see it on the inside. When? Right now. When? No, not a year from now. Not 5 years from now. No, right now. We serve a right now God. God is not trying to set us up on a long journey to get where he wants us to get. He's ready to do all he has promised right now. But for us to get there, we have to transform. We have to renew. We have to now see this thing differently, through different eyes. So, no, you're not going to pull out your brown, your black, your blue, whatever color eyes you have right now. But what you're going to do is you're going to go into the spirit realm of your spiritual eyes and now say, you know what, I need to start looking at things from a different perspective. I need to look at it from an impossible perspective. I need to speak words that encourage that it's already done. You know, that's a church cliche. It's already done. But do we really believe that it's already done? See, we can say something, but do we really live it? Do we really embrace it as truth? And do we show it through our actions? So today, yes, there's some things that are impossible for God. Those are the things that would separate him, which he'll never separate himself just to prove a point. If it's not of him, he will not be a part of it. So we have to get in line with him so we can now really start to see this power of God in our lives. I know I say it a lot. Enough is enough. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Isn't that, that's a bad feeling. And when we go through it willingly, let's just say enough is enough today, and let's step it up. Let's take these spiritual eyes. And let's let them show us the glory of God in the truth of him, of himself. Amen? Now, I want to share this with you before we go into the omnipotent scriptures that the Lord has shown me today. But in Deuteronomy, and this is just to show where we're going on this, on how we're supposed to. There's a principle in every lesson that we go through, and I'm blessed that the topics that God gives Evangelist Bernard, they just flow, and there's always a principle-provoked word that can go right with it, and it's always on time, and that's why I'm so blessed. But we're going to go to Deuteronomy 28. Now, Deuteronomy 28 is going to give us the blueprint on how we should take in the word, digest the word, and be able to do the word. It's called hear it, see it, do it when? Now. Hear it, see it, do it when? Now. Hear it, see it, do it now. Hear it, see it, do it now. That's the process that Deuteronomy 28 is about to show us, that when we take in the word, this word has to become life on the inside, so we can now see it on the inside, that we can do it, as God said, do it where? On the outside. See, the profession has to come on the inside, family, and the word is going to show us that there's a principle on how we can take this word in, how we can process it, and then see the life in it, that we can go out and do exactly what God said do, not what we think we should do. Deuteronomy 28. Now, when? Now, that's the first word. This is in, I'm reading out of the New King James. That's probably my favorite version. James says the same thing. And I think the Living and a couple others say, but the first word that is in Deuteronomy 28, it says now. Not next week.
Now.
Not next year. Not 10 years from now. The word of God says, now it shall come to pass. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Stop. Okay, now when you observe, what do you do when you diligently obey the voice of the Lord? What do? To hear the voice, you have to what? Hear it. So number one, write that down. Now it shall come to pass that you must hear. That's number one. And then it says to observe. Let's go back. It says gently obey the voice of the Lord your God. So you must hear his voice. Number two, it says that you must observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today. Stop. Now, when you observe, what do? You see it, right? To observe, you see it. So let's take that and let's say the first one is to hear it. The second is to see it. That's the word. That's the word right there. It says, and observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today. That the Lord your God will set you above all nations, and these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because what? You obey. Right there. That's in verse 2. It says, because you obey the voice of the Lord. What do? When you obey? You do it. Okay? So, number one, you hear it. Number two, you have to see it. And not just see it on the outside. You have to take that word and transform it and see it on the inside. So now you can obey what? The voice of the Lord. So if we take that principle and we say, okay, not only for Deuteronomy 28, but for every word I ever read, there's a process I have to do it. I must hear his word. So then I can see his word. Now I'll be able to do exactly what his word says do. Now, that's a process. That's a principle. That's a step three principle right there. Hear it. See it. Do it. When? Now. That's the word. At the very first word is N-O-W. Now it shall come to pass. Guess what? There's that proves the fact right there. It's already done. So what we're trying to accomplish, family, is we are trying to get in line with what already has been accomplished. We do not need to design new ministries. We don't have to design new buildings. We don't have to design anything. All we have to do is hear his word so we can see his word. Now we can do his word with the impossibility that God is all that. He is all powerful. He is all, see, it takes a process that we must transform through the word in the way we take it in. When? Right now. No, too slow. Right now. 2 to 5 seconds. And guess what? Here's a look. I don't want you to overuse this one, but do you know that every 0 to 5 seconds you got a new chance? Okay, yeah, I messed up 5 seconds ago. I can get back in line. When? Right now. Now, guess what, family? We cannot continue to do the same old stuff over and over and over again. But God has given us grace. He has given us favor that we can get back up again right now. I hope I'm encouraging somebody today because it doesn't take a 10-year plan to get back in God's favor. God is a right now God. It doesn't take 10 years to get 5 years or 3 years or 2 years to get back in the graces of God. Now, people, I may step on some toes here too, but people will hold you back to say you have to prove yourself and you have to do this and do that to get back into a position of authority or activating in church to be able to reach. But God says it's over once you have already confessed with your mouth, believed in your heart, and shout it as loud as you can that Christ is Lord, you have been forgiven. When you confess your sins, God has immediately forgiven you. When? Right now. So, see, that's why it's so important for us to stay in a mindset of now. And it's all, it's over, it's in the Bible over I searched and searched it, and every time I find a new one. But it's at least over 623 times that I know of personally that now is in the Word of God. Psalm 119:67, it says that that's for a now word. Woo, Jesus. Romans 6:22 says that's a now freedom. Everybody knows this one. Hebrews 11:1 is what? That's a now faith. See, the word now is encouraging us to get up right now, to be done, to be over, to finish it and put it under our feet right
there
now.
Go.
But we cannot do it, if we cannot do it, family, if we do not change the way we look at God.
Mama.
If we don't transform how great he really is in our eyesight, you know, when people see you talking about God, that's all they should see is just how powerful he is.
Oh, okay.
When you speak a word into somebody's life, they shouldn't see power in you. They should see how omnipotent, present God is in you. Because you no longer wear him on your lapel. You no longer put him on your keychain. And you no longer put him in the back window of your car. Just to, you know, most people put a I might step on some toes today too. But most people put a Bible in the back window just to make people think I go to church. But you open that Bible up and some of the pages may start to just crumble away. See, we got to get out of showing Jesus on the outside and let Jesus be on the inside of us through our perception of how great he really is.
Mm-hmm.
When I go out and I speak to the youth in the neighborhood, and when I go and minister here, you know, and I'm not boasting. I am saying this that God, that people know. It's not about me. I do everything I can, and I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. But when it's got something to do with God, I have to move out the way. I've done it my way before. I've accomplished some success my own way, but it all went away in a day. I've accomplished some degrees and some schooling and some different things and stuff. But guess what? That's just a piece of paper. I've done some things in my life that I could say, you know, I'm proud of. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That gives me nothing. But give God all the honor. Because without him, without him, I can do what? Nothing.
Exactly.
But with him, I can do anything, everything. There's nothing too big for God. So if we don't start to look at him that way, and family, I'm not just talking about quoting a good scripture. I'm talking about our lifestyle. Our lifestyle has to represent this omnipotent God. We could talk it all day long, family, but if we don't prove it through our actions and we don't prove it through the way we respond to things, if somebody came to you right now with a tragedy, would you look with the glory of God in your eyes, or would the enemy come on you and take away with fear, pain, and doubt? See, that's a question we have to ask ourselves. Because no matter what we face, family, when we have changed our paradigm of how we see God, of how we serve God, and how we are willing to represent God, then no longer does the rest matter anymore. That's dead. It's gone. But as in the Word says, we must diligently, that means you have to really work hard, that you must diligently obey the voice of the Lord.
Cool.
And guess what? Then it finishes off and says, the Lord your God. Because God, my God is my, we serve the same God, but we all have different relationships. He's looking for all of us to go to a higher level, but, you know, the way I worship God, you worship him differently. That doesn't make it good or bad. That makes it the way we do things. But we must, your God, you take this personal, is what I'm trying to say. It doesn't take away from our relationship or our joint worship together, but we must take this God as a powerhouse alone. He must become personal to us.
Oh, yes.
So when we get in the midst of others, then we can now really worship God in spirit and in truth, because it's not about what kind of dress you have on or what kind of shoes you may have on or the hairdo you may have or the haircut you just got. What it is that the spirit in you comes to a celebration where we can come together in one accord and we can really lift up the roof. I've seen it in my dreams before, and I'm pushing because I want to see it. But there was a picture that someone had given me 10 years ago, and it was a church building, but the walls were tilted to the outside, and the roof was slammed off, and all you could see is people's hands. That's church to me. That's church to me. When you can get in there and worship Him in spirit and in truth, but it only happens when we could become oneness. When we understand that He is that powerful, that our praises can lift the roof up. I know I touched somebody there, because do you really look at Him that great that He can? Not you. It says if you have the faith of a mustard seed, God is already, He's already got the power. But do we really see Him with the power? Do we really operate that we know that He has the greatest power of all? He's the creator of everything. He created energy. He created water. He created everything. But do we really see Him that way? We must start with Deuteronomy 28. We got to diligently obey His voice, meaning we must hear Him. How do we hear Him? Through His word. We must stay in this word. This word must take the place of Sports Illustrated, of Women's Journal, of the New York Stock Exchange. The Bible has to replace some things in our lives, not just to be added to. It has to become the priority. So now we can really obey the voice of God. Then it says to observe carefully. See, when you see something, we see it. If it look good, we go after it. No, carefully means we have to take our time. And just because I said banana, you didn't see the letters B-A-N-N-A. You saw a picture of what? A banana. Or if I said to you today, now watch this. If I said to you, what is in your big mansion when you arrived and made it, that chair you've always dreamed about having, what does it look like? It definitely didn't look like C-H-A-I-R. It looked like the chair. Or if I said a house, what does your house look like? You can't go move it to a letter H-O-U-S-E. You have to see the what? House. See, that's why God's word has to become priority, because we can see the things in this world so easily. First, speak the word. We already know what it looks like. But it's yellow, blue, purple, or green. But when it comes to God's word, because it's not the priority, when we look at it, now we got to go deep, and then we act like it's mysterious. I know some of you guys that heard this saying before, oh, God works in mysterious ways. I beg to differ. We look at Him mysteriously, but actually, He works miraculous. See, there's another lesson that Provoke has, and it's the verses. It's the impossible against the impossible. It's the challenge to say, that, okay, do I see God this way or do I see Him that way? He could be a mysterious God to you, and that's how we'll live our lives, because everything that comes becomes mysterious. Or He can be the miraculous God of Peter. Peter walking on what? That was a miraculous move. Him feeding 5,000 out of 5 loaves and 5 fish, that wasn't mysterious. That was miraculous. Him raising Lazarus from the grave, that wasn't mysterious. That was miraculous. See, that's the way we have to look at God, as a miraculous, omnipotent, all-powerful God. But when we take it, see, we can look at Peter. He was a prime example. When he took his eyes off the greatness, what happened? He sunk. Now the things of this world interfere with his belief and his trust and his ability to obey the voice of God. See, it's important. It's important for us. Yes, this is a great lesson. It's a pinpoint lesson because we have to go higher than what we've been. We have to take this thing where we don't just sit around and do it the same old way anymore. The Word is telling us to what? Obey the voice of the Lord, hear it, observe carefully all His commandments. See, there's a, you know, pastors out there, I'm telling you, that's about four sermons in just those two verses, 1 and 2. But if you observe carefully, not just some of the commandments, but all of His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord. Now, we take this word. We hear it. It can no longer look like N-O-W. Now has to be transformed by hearing it into seeing it. When I say now, I'm jumping up on my feet. When I say now, something's moving. I'm trying to get in line, trying to catch where God is at all times because He's a now God and He's moving at a now speed of light. You know, they said to us, a day to us is 1,000 to the Lord. See, we gotta close in the gap for us to really get how omnipotent God is. But it's up to us. It's our responsibility to take it higher. It's our responsibility to say, no longer am I going to do it this way anymore. So as we go into these scriptures here that are going to prove exactly that there is nothing impossible for God, we have to take this word and we have to see it unto perception. So yes, we can Lord. Do exactly what it says do, then we will be blessed in the city, blessed in the fields, because what? We obeyed the voice of the omnipotent God.
Oh.
See, that already changed somebody. Just to be able to say it and proclaim it. I serve an omnipotent God. I serve an all-powerful God. I think we got two lackadaisical ago on how we use His name. And there are many great names that represent Him. But I think just the way we represent it has taken away from the power that could be given unto others. So as we transform, as we change paradigms, because today we're not going to look at Him anymore the way we used to. Today we're going to look at Him through a different eye. We're going to look at Him through a spiritual eye, so we can really obey exactly what His word says do. Then we can see the omnipotent God. Then we can expect, that's the word, then we can expect it. See, we must walk in the glory of God knowing that it's what? Already done. Now, so we're going to go over a few scriptures that the Lord has shown me. This is just the word to prove it. Because we're not going to add anything or take anything away, but we're gonna get these scriptures out so we can go forward and get this thing going. And ooh, Jesus, I'm just so blessed today. I'm sitting here at Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas, preaching. This is a blessing. I got people looking at me all over. As a matter of fact, yes, I've got a couple of brothers over here that are sitting next to me now. So God is doing His thing. Amen. All right, number one, Job 42:2. It reads, Job 42:2. I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted.
Mm.
Now that's Job. He's proclaiming. We remember how bad Job went through, even through all his pain and suffering. He still was able to say, I know that you, my omnipotent, powerful God, can do all things. And he said it again. Then he stepped it up another level. He said, no plan of yours can be thwarted. That was he proclaimed that thing. Look at David in Psalm 62:11. He said that power belongs to God. Then in 140, that was in 62:11. in Psalms 147:5, he also said that great is the Lord and abundant in strength. This is how, see, this is how we have to act. This is how we have to represent. This is how he has to look in our eyesight. So now people can see through us the exact same thing that we have. Because it's not just for you, family. Everything we go through, everything we learn, every lesson that we get is for someone else, for us to transfer, for us to download, for us to give on to others freely. He gave it to you freely, and so should we give it back freely. Jeremiah 32:27. He says, this is God. He says, I am the Lord. And then he asked the question. He said, is anything too hard for me? Wow, I mean, look, he made a statement. I am the Lord. Not you, not them. Now, even though you're on the pulpit, or even though you're behind the mic, you are not God. I am God. Get out of my seat. Know your role, so we can have a common goal of glorifying me, because I am the Lord. Is anything too hard for me? See, we doubt it so many times. We do it because of our lack of patience, because of our lack of willingness to go through something.
Yeah.
We now discredit that God is all that he says he is. He's not doing it, family. We're the ones. We're guilty. Our lack of faith takes away the validity of God. Our unwillingness to walk on water proves to people that it can't be done.
My God.
I'm going to go find me a puddle. And guess what? I'm going to walk on water. Because he says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Now, Edward's not going to walk out there because I sink. But if I get out there and I say, because I can do all things, now, that's my life. That's my cry. I know I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. There is not a doubt in my mind. If they took me right now and said, we're going to give you one day in piloting, I can fly that plane. If they take me and put me over here and say, well, we're going to train you for this, I know I can't do all things. There's nothing that I can't do that I don't put my mind to. But I can't. But if I'm doing it for me, see, if I'm doing it for me, guess what? I'll get tired. If I'm doing it for me, I may want to go take a nap. But when I'm doing it for him, and because I'm letting his power and his spirit in me rise, that's where, you know, it says that we just decrease so he can increase. We have to let him be the glorious God that he is through us. So we can read, we have to get away from the reading of it. We have to now show it through our actions, through our relationships, through our families, through our raising of our children, through our relationships, through everything. God has to be seen as great. Or it's not going to work. We're going to continue going back, and over and over again, the same old things, because we're not allowing God to be all God is. We have such a stereotypical lifestyle. And it's not because of anything in particular, because there are life phases that we go through in learning. And in a perfect relationship, a perfect marriage that has had children, from 0 to 5, our parents influence us the most. But from 5 to 7, teachers, babysitters, they influence us more than our families do. And then from 7 to 18, it's school, athletics, kids. See, so it's much important to take care of the front end. But some of us didn't get that. That's why today is a new day. That's why we can start off a new day. We got to shed off the past. Not blaming anybody or any way it was done, but if it's not working today and it's been doing, you've been going through this for 30 years, you got to move around and change directions. And I'm not saying that you have to. Yes, I am. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, I am. You have to stop doing some things that you're doing. You have to get away from some of the old habits. I know it's a habit. It became a habit through repetition, which was easy. Then it was pleasurable. Then you did it often, and now you have developed a habit. That's called the principle of repo. R R-E-P-O-H. Anything you do repetitiously will become easy to do. Anything done easily will now become pleasurable. Once you got something going on and it's a pleasure, you're going to do it often. And once you instituted the old word, you now have developed a habit. It can work for good or for bad. You can change a bad habit into a good habit by repetitiously not doing something. And it becomes easy, then pleasurable, then often. Now you have a habit. Or you can start doing something repetitiously. It's not so good for you, but it becomes easy. I don't know how many smokers or ex-smokers I have on the line. But the first time I smoked a cigarette, I think I was about 10 years old. My mom and dad used to smoke Pall Mall Reds. And my cousin, who I looked up to, he smoked. And I would take their cigarettes and go out and smoke them, get dizzy. It was hard. I threw up the first time. But the more I smoked repetitiously, it became easy for me to smoke. See, when I first smoked it, I didn't want one for about 4 or 5 days. But the more I did it, it became easy. Then it was a pleasure to put that cigarette to my lips. And once it became pleasurable, I smoked often. I went from one cigarette to 10. Then from 10 to 20. Some people have 2 or 3 packs a day. You see how a habit can be formed?
Yeah.
And anytime you do something often, if I smoke cigarettes often, I have a habit of smoking cigarettes. If I lie often, I have a habit of lying. If I do it often, you have a habit. But we have to break the chains. We have to get away from the old way of doing stuff, family. It's time right now to wake up, to move now and accept that God is the omnipotent God. Let's let people know from atop the mountains that there is nothing too hard for God.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 19:26 says, it says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew did not write about, only the good things or this thing. He says, all things are possible. That means there is no lack, there is nothing that can't be provided for, because through him, because it says, but with God, all things are possible. Do you really see it that way?
My God.
When you speak the word God, does the energy and the power come out of that when you're worshiping him? Ooh, that's a prime example. When you're worshiping him, can people tell it all over your face that you're worshiping a God that can do anything?
Hallelujah. Or
are we just raising our hands just to say, oh, I'm at church, and I'm just going to worship. Pastor looking at me. I better raise both hands now. See, when we come into the presence of God, it's not about pastors, bishops, or anybody else. It's about you.
All right.
It's about you and your relationship with him. We don't need a praise and worship leader to exhortate us to get into worship. We should walk in the house already ready to do it, because we serve an omnipotent God. Just like tithes and offerings. You know, we take 20 minutes out of a service every Sunday to do tithes and offerings, when that's something we can do Saturday. Why do we have to jumble around and go through our checkbook or see what we got left over when God says he's supposed to get the first fruit? That's just another principle I want to throw in there. But we got to come to church ready, willing, and able to give him all the power, all the glory, and all the honor. But it's in our attitude. It goes back to what we're talking about. If you don't see him that way, baby, it's nobody else is going to see him that way either. That's why it's so important for us to be the front runner, to be the torchbearer, to go out and to prove that God's word is true. And because we obey his word, what it says, you'll be blessed in the field. Here, let me go back to that. I usually stop at the second verse. But then it says, in verse 2, this is Deuteronomy 28:2. It says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Can you think of not just, you know, he didn't just say, that's a double thing there. He says, it will come upon you and overtake you. Can you just imagine the arms of God just wrapping around you? Can you imagine those type of blessings being dropped into your life? Because if you can't see it, you will never have it. And if you don't believe that he's going to work that way for you, just like he did for him or her or somebody else, it won't ever happen. We got to change the way we look at God. We have to change the way we represent him. We have to get out of the relaxation. God, I serve a good God. Oh, yes, you do. But does anybody else know it? Revelation 19. My bad. Let me go back, because I do want to share this with you. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall your basket. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed, blessed, blessed. And we won't want to go to the other part, because the contractual part tells you, but if you don't, you will die, point blank. So there is a consequence to not following and seeing him the way he said. There's another toe. I'm sorry. But if we do not live up to the standards that his word says, we will surely die. Oh, no, Pastor Ed, I go to church on Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas. I send a check in every now and then. That's not enough. God is looking for the wholeness of us. God is looking for us to walk in knowing that we serve an omnipotent God. That's pretty cut and dry. But we can be blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed if we just obey the voice of the Lord. When we obey his word, now we operate in the fullness of his word. When we obey his word, now we operate with the authority of his word. Ooh, Jesus. When we obey the voice of the Lord, we now can do just what the word says we can do. All things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Now, in Revelation 19:6, and John wrote this. He said, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." For the Lord God, not pastor, not, it says, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, meaning that all power, all honor, all glory, all belongs to him, and he has it in his hands to do whatever he wants to when he wants to do it. But it won't happen. And I don't want to discourage you. I want to encourage you to step it up, because you heard, and y'all know you heard this part from me before, is that to get results, you've got to change methods. If you're not benefiting from whatever it is in life, I would dare you to change methods. Change the way of doing it. Let's let God be who God is. When? No, too late. When? Still too late. When? Not too late. See, God has to be where? Great where? In your mind. So no matter how many times I said, you already got it. Yeah, I got it. Before I even say now, you've already looked at me with the energy that I know you got it already. Some people that come through P2P, when they first get here, oh, man, they're behind time. But talk to them today. They're already out the door. Hey, man, I need you over here now. He's already in the car. Most of us miss our blessings because we're not willing to move as fast as God is moving. That's omnipotent. Some of us don't get what God says we can have because we don't obey the voice of the Lord. Some of us are still in the same sickened place that we've been in because we don't see it as God has already done it for us. Today is the day for change. Today is the day that's over with. We put that under our feet. Right now, everybody that's listening, just stomp that thing underneath your feet, because it's done. No, you're not no longer going to look at it that way. You're no longer going to speak it that way. You're no longer going to live it that way. Because now the power of God, which is in you, is going to perform itself through you. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians 1. Let's go to Ephesians 1. We're going to just read the 19th verse. Ephesians chapter 1, 19th verse. It reads, "For I know that this will turn out for my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." Now watch what it says in there. In verse 19, it is showing us the exceeding greatness of his power. It's also showing us that it is an immeasurable greatness of his power. There's a surpassing greatness of his power. There's an incredible greatness of his power. And there is an unlimited flow of what God can do. But we must read that scripture and now let that scripture come to life. For I know, see, you got to wave your hand right now because this is no longer Paul writing to the, I read Philippians 1 and 19, which still follow right into it, but we were supposed to be at Ephesians 1 and 19. So that pastor, take that lick. I repent. I've already been forgiven, so it's done. But I am very, very interested to see how these are going to tie in together because I see it already. Okay, now we're at Ephesians 1 and 19. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the working of whose power? Is my power? Your power? No. That is working according to his mighty power. Then over in Philippians 1 and 19, it says, now I'm proclaiming this one now. Thank you, Jesus. I needed this. For I know that this will, and that's whatever circumstance, will turn out for my salvation through the prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. See, I know that through the greatness of Jesus, everything will turn out for my salvation. No, not for my bank account, not for this, not for that, but for my salvation. See, everything we're doing here is not to get rich and not to get popular. We're really just trying to sketch in stone our salvation. Yes, we are used in a mighty way, and we get to go and do and be. But guess what? It's really just about our salvation. We are doing this job. We are proclaiming that he is an omnipotent God for our salvation's sake. But in Ephesians 1 and 19, that shows that he has an exceeding greatness, immeasurable greatness, surpassing greatness, incredible greatness, and an unlimited surpassing greatness of his power. See, everything with God is consistent with omnipotence. Everything. His name. All his names cry out that he is omnipotent. His character proves nothing that he is all powerful. And then his word that we obey, that we hear his voice through, his word proves from Genesis to Revelation, proves over and over and over and over and over again just how great a God we serve. There is no doubt in my spirit that the God I serve is greater than anything else. And yes, I'm shouting that out to the airline today, that yes, the God I serve, which is only one God, is greater than anything. He is all-powerful. He is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He is, what I like to say, all that in a bag of chips. Now look at God. I didn't get thrown out. I'm still sitting here. But I proclaim. When his names cry out, it proves it. His character proves it, and his word definitely proves just how powerful a God we serve. Now, we can go back over some historical things just to prove the point. Let's see. Genesis 1 and 1. Let's start there. In the beginning, God, not man. Now, see, this is where it's important that we take this word as truth. When you read it, do you really know it on the inside that it is the truth? Or do you just read it just because it's a story? But in Genesis 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light. And it was light. When? Right now. No, it didn't have to build up. It didn't take 10 years. It came immediately. And then he said again, he said, I repeat. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. See, that's one of the most miraculous sentences that I read in the Bible. He said, let there be light, and there was light. That is the proof through his word of just how powerful God is. Man can't tell you anything different. Because when you look up at the sun every day, you see the light that he shined on this earth. Every day. That's a tangible, that's a touchstone that we can touch daily. When you wake up in the morning, hallelujah, Jesus, I see your light. Because Jesus is the light. And the light changes things. When? Immediately. When? Immediately. When? When? See, that's how fast the light comes and how fast the light changes. But if you don't believe it, it won't happen. Some of us have been in the presence of God for years. And because we just cannot accept the truth and walk in the boldness of God, we still live in the same way we used to live. We haven't taken God to another level. That's why he hasn't taken us to another level. See, if you want to start being what God said that you're supposed to be, you got to start walking in it before people see it. You can't just expect the wand to swipe and all of a sudden now you're changed. And no, it's a process. But in that process, you have to walk in the newness of your change. So today, you have to definitely proclaim the fact that you see Christ through different eyes, that you know God through different eyes. I see him differently today. Now, don't forget, we already stomped it under our feet. Don't take it back. See, a lot of times, you know, we give something to God, and as soon as it feels a little better, we think we can manage it now, and then it tears us apart. I dare you today that whatever you put under your foot, leave it there. Do not let the enemy hoodwink you, or as a friend called it, don't let the enemy bamboozle you into not knowing the truth that God is all that he said he was, that he can do all that he said he would do, and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. See, that's a scripture that a lot of us say, but do we really believe it? Today we do. Today we've let go the doubt. Today we let go the pain. Today we've let go anything that came from the past. Today, we let God be all that God is, in and through us. We can keep going over how his power has been through the centuries, how his power has been over nations. There's scriptures and there's studies and all of those things. But the most important thing for us today, family, is to accept and to live and to walk in the shoes, walk in the steps that have been ordered by the Lord. When? Right now. No more past jump. No more stuff from behind. No more stuff from too far ahead. Let's stay in the now realm with God can walk with the power that he says he has, then people will see it through us. Our lives will change when? Immediately. See, I don't need you to leave here today thinking that you're on a change process. When you stomp it under your foot, it's done. You're changed. But through repetition, easy pleasure, often you have to develop the habit, the lifestyle of this change. Yes, it's going to take some work. And yes, there'll be a bad day here and there, let's take the days out of it. There'll be a bad 0 to 5. But guess what? Here's a brand new 0 to 5 right now. When? Okay, yeah, I slipped it. Well, guess what? You got a new now. When? Right now. Get over it. Let it go. See, I told this to a friend the other day, because he came in for counseling, and he wanted to he just had a question. He said, I can't get over this thing. I keep beating myself up about it. And I said to him, I said, well, you know, that's one of the biggest problems most of us have, is that God has already forgiven us for something, or has already put us in right standing, but because of our own stinky thinking, we look at ourselves through the same eyes instead of looking at it through the eyes of Christ, that we see the great man or woman of God, that we see the great child that's going to be the next president of the United States, that we see, you got to see it before you what? Saw it. That we go back to the 0 to 5 second principle. You had to see it somewhere before you actually saw it on the outside. So our activation has to change. We have to start moving a different way. It has to be when? Right now. Oh, I'm tired, Pastor. No, you're not. Get up right now. Oh, man, I made a big mistake. So what? Did you have to forgive? Yes, you're forgiven. Right now. Oh, well, I did it again. No, well, you cannot continue to do the same old stuff every day and think you're going to get forgiven. But when we grow in Christ, we don't go back over the same territory. We learn a lesson and we move up.
Mm.
Don't think if you keep doing the same sin. Woo, Jesus. I know you want me to say this, but okay, I got to say it. Don't think that you're doing the same sin, you're getting forgiven for it. It don't happen that way. I got to get this out there. It does not happen that way. You cannot continue to go over the same stuff over and over and over again and expect God to forgive you of it.
Mm.
We got to grow. We got to go higher. We got to take it to another level. If we really want this omnipotent God in our lives. Yes, we could go out and we could, you know, clap our hands and we could, you know, be at right next to the camera at church and people see us there and then we leave and we go do our own thing afterwards and all week and everything else and you expect to get the glory that God has for you. Mm. It's not going to happen. That goes for me as well as you. He said,
wow.
Here's his word again, he is no respecter of person.
Mm.
What he does for me, he'll do for you. And what he does for you, he'll do for me. He's no respecter of person. There is no big I, no little you. We're all looked equally in the eyes of God. How can you say that? I got a church with 10,000 people. Oh, well, God still looks at us all the same.
My God.
Yes, 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 you've elevated. And yes, you've taken your game to another level. And yes, you are willing to see him through another eyesight. But guess what? We're the same. He doesn't give you a medal and not me. He doesn't promote you and not me. We all have a role and a goal. We got different places to be. We got different gifts to be, but we're all the same. So I don't disconnect myself from people or make myself, and I'm not, and I really not, am not trying to step on toes right now. I'm talking about me. I don't make myself unavailable. I don't make myself unapproachable. I don't make myself where you got to go through 5 different phone calls to get in touch with me. My personal number is on Facebook. My personal number on my flyers.
You want it?
There is a church number and everything like that, and I answer that phone too.
You're 1 in a million.
But they can come straight to me. I don't need an entourage or a bodyguard. I got the greatest thing around me. That's God. Because with him, all things are possible.
Come on.
But without him, you could do nothing.
Oh, we bless you.
So today, as we take this provoke, as we take this push, as we get incited into our purpose, today you can't look no more the way you used to look. You can't even look at yourself the same way anymore. You can't even look at your children the same way no more. Please, and don't look at your spouse the same way. You have to look at them in the greatness God says that they are for them to ever get it. And for God to be great in your life and through your life, he has to be proclaimed as great. Then you'll see. And it's already done. When? Right now. So don't even cross-think it or even debate it. When you, every step you take from this win, see, that's how fast God moves. 0 to 5 seconds, win. And before you look around, you're like, I'm tired. I lost up with it because our mindset is not set on the things on high. We get set on the things below. That's where we have to transform the renewing of our mind. Being not conformed to what? This world. So that tells me that if I let the world go, I must now look at the things above. Kingdom come, will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. It has already been done there. So I got to keep my eyes fixed on heaven, on Jesus, on God, and on the greatness of him. You've heard me talk about birthrights. See, I have to walk in confidence that God is everything, all things. I have to walk. I have to walk with in a courage. I have to have courage back in my life that I can walk knowing. I got to walk courageously knowing that he is going to do it. Not lipping around like, oh yeah, I'm waiting on the Lord, baby. No. See, I have to be courageous to walk. I have to have hope. I got to get hope back in my spirit. Then my faith can be lifted. Then my belief will turn to action because I'm walking it. Not by sight. I mean, I'm walking by faith, not by sight. I take a step because he said take it. Where you going, Pastor Ed? I'm going where God said go. Well, do you know where? No. He said go. I'm going to follow. And every time I get to that door and I hit that door, it didn't get good, fam, because I don't even have to worry about all doors opening, just the ones I knock on open. Because I expect them to open. But before I even raise my arm, I've already seen it on the inside. Because remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I already have embraced it already in my spirit that it's done, that I can do this. That I am more than a conqueror. See, that's that word again. See, the word has to be looked at that you are more than a conqueror. Jesus came and conquered all. It says that we are more than. But do you really see yourself that way? So as we go, as we step out, as we leave this place today, change. Rearranged, transformed, and renewed by his word because we want to obey the voice of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we can see him differently. Please don't leave this station today with the same eyes. Please don't leave this station today with the same language. Please don't leave this station today with the same outer look or appearance. Because you are changed. You are renewed. You are rearranged. You are not the same person that was just here an hour ago. As a matter of fact, you're not the same person that was just here 5 seconds ago. Because he's a what? He's a now God. He says you're changed now. You're forgiven now. You're new now. Walk in it. Believe in it. And God will be all that he can be. For you, through you, and to someone else. So, Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray right now, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see you from a different eye. We thank you, Lord, that your word will not return void. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your spirit is abound in us today, that we see you for who you really are, the great I am. And, Lord, everything we do, Lord, we pray that we can represent you with the same authority, with the same courage, with the same confidence, with the same hope, belief, faith, and trust that you and you alone are the source of everything. We thank you today, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that as I leave Texas on my way to California, Lord, that you would just have your way, Lord, through my family, Lord, that you would just bless all that are going through this situation right now, those that are en route, those that didn't think they could come. I ask you to provide right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those that couldn't make it, I ask you to just pour out a blessing into their lives. And everyone that needed to be there, that you would have them to be there. So I thank you today, Lord. I pray for protective and ministering and traveling angels around about myself and everyone else. And, Lord, we thank you in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank God for that word on the day, Pastor Ed. If we just bless the Lord for you today and just thank God for that awesome word on today, truly. We need to go back into the archives. I say sometimes, you know, he talks and sometimes you're missing some things, even the scriptures that he gave on today and all of the nuggets and all of the principles that he gave us pertaining to I'm not poet. Amen. And I just bless the Lord for that. Yeah, you know, y'all hear omnipotent, but he said I'm not poet, not omnipotent. He broke it down today. So we just bless the Lord for him, and we just thank God for his faithfulness and for his commitment to doing the work of the Lord. It takes something. He's in the airport, and he's preaching this gospel, so that let me know. Yes. He certainly is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Ooh,
we
thank
the Lord for
you,
asking the Lord to put an angel on every wing, and we're asking him to bless you to get on an early flight, and you won't have to sit there late waiting on the flight. But God's going to bless you to get right on in the name of Jesus. And even as you taught this lesson on today, I pray those around you heard a word. You may not know it, but God knows who they are, and somebody heard this word on today, and that's what we're about. We're about getting this gospel to all nations. Amen.
All
so we
nations.
Just bless the
Amen.
Lord. Bless the Lord for Pastor E sharing with us today while he's en route to take his flight at the Houston airport. Amen. So we're going to ask our co-host, Sister Ruby Lara, just thank God for her opening up the switchboard and maining the lines for us on today. And we'd like to see who's on the line with us today. And we're going to let Pastor Ed go ahead and continue with his plans to get on out of Houston for today. Amen. So, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to go to Sister Donna Shaw.
Yes, woman of God. God bless you. God bless everybody on the line. That word was really awesome, and it was really wow, really powerful just to know that we do have all this power, you know. Lord.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Through Jesus. That's it. Amen.
So God bless you.
God bless you.
And she's right there in Los Angeles. You're going to have to meet Sister Shaw, Pastor Hamilton. Maybe we'll try to see if you can meet her while you're there. I don't know. But just a powerful woman of God has been a great supporter.
When I get in this afternoon, I'm going to give you a call anyway.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
Amen, amen. God bless.
This is Ruby.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Who am I? Okay. Some of them been on for, oh, let me go here. Oh, Sister Billy on too. Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Carter.
You're in love. I'm so thankful for the word in today. Oh, my goodness. That was food. Food for the soul. I love the word that he said. Hear it. Hear the word. My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And apply it. When you do it, you apply the word. Apply the word of God to your life. You know, this
yes,
is the
yes.
word. That is what will take us through this day and age, you know. And you see
yes.
it, see the word. This is the only way to go. You see God's word, it will keep us. It will keep us from all this thing that is coming around. It will keep us walking in line with him. This, I mean, that word is powerful. It is powerful. And what he was saying, all that he says, just looking at me. That is the truth. This is good. That is good word, Pastor. I mean,
God bless you.
Just put it out. And then all those who really want to walk in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to take heed to this word. Apply it to ourselves. Apply it to ourselves and walk thereby. And definitely we will be blessed. Because all what he says is blessed and they're going in. Blessed will be coming out. Yes, we want to be blessed. But we have to do it his way. God,
yeah.
you're here. And
God bless you.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carter.
Thank her. We're going to 111, and the last numbers of your number is 1111. Is anybody
okay.
there? Hello?
They may be calling Skype sometime.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. Sometimes Dawn have a 111 number, too, sometime, don't she?
Okay. No answer.
Wait, I'm,
move on.
Sister Albertine.
Good morning, Evangelist Bernard. Praise the Lord for all the listeners. Praise the Lord for the pastor. That word was really phenomenal and powerful. I so enjoyed it. I'm going to go back and reiterate tonight, because I did miss like maybe 10 minutes of it. But what I did hear was very, 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 very powerful. And also Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 is a scripture that my sister gave me years ago. And that scripture really helped bring me into getting to know the word of God and getting to know it, because that word, that scripture is so powerful because it lets us know the blessings of God.
Yes.
So every now and then I go back to Deuteronomy. This always refers me back to Deuteronomy because God reminds me, don't worry about how it looks. I'm going through a massive storm. But even in that storm, I'm still feeding the homeless. I'm still help blessing who I can because I'm trusting God, and I am really dependent on that word of God. And I know, you know, the last, we've been in knowing who do we say God is for the last month or so. And I thank Evangelist Bernard for keep reiterating that word so that we'll really get it and really understand who God is and who is he to us, that question is asked. So by him revealing himself to us and revealing that word and then through revelation and in testimony, we really get to understand God's power because we put, I mean, man, we'll believe a person on the street before we believe God's word, and it's a shame. We can't do that. God's
yeah,
word is
right,
our rock,
right.
our foundation. That's our daily bread. That's the breath we, that's our air. The breath we breathe is the word of God. You know, his spirit, and through pastors like you who are so compassionate and loving of God and just really trying to preach his word, Evangelist Bernard, her ministry, people should run, it really helps set that plateau. And I just want to say thank you. I'm going back. I'm going to read your, and we just really have to stay focused and stay on the foundation, the word of God, and understanding no matter what it looks like. It's hard, though, Pastor, I'm going to tell you. It's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but
my sister,
I think
my sister, you are not alone. Hey, my sister, you are not alone. It's nationwide, and
And I'll attest that it's not easy every day. It's just rough out here for a lot of us. But God requires for us to go through these things so we can become stronger, have more endurance to go through the next trial, but then also give Him the glory.
Amen.
So I encourage you, stand, not hold on. Stand, keep moving.
Oh.
Keep activating what you're doing, and watch God do what He said He's going to do.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen, Pastor. Thank you, and I will.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
you. Another,
and for your family.
Amen. She's another California, lives in Woodland Hills, Pastor Edwards. So you're going to have to meet these women of God right there in California. So these are all sisters in Christ Jesus. So we're going to go on. Anybody else, Sister Ruby?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know the number too much, but 510, area code 510-4469.
Good evening. This is Mother
Richard. Mother Richard.
Mother, okay, But I said I better call it out because I'm not as familiar. Praise the Lord, Mother Richard. Go forth.
God bless you and
praise the
Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother.
Praise God. God bless you, sister. I thank God for being able to fellowship with you all the short time that I did. I came in a little late, but I thank God for, and the part of the word that I heard was very, very good, because you know what? It doesn't take a whole lot of God's word at one time to reach you wherever you are, because God's word is so powerful, so sharp, and I tell you, it'll just cut down to the marrow and the bone. It don't take a whole lot. If it took a whole lot, then we probably wouldn't be able to stand it. But God's word is so rich. I heard the word in part, but I enjoyed it very much, because, you know, we all are the same in the eyes of God. It's how we live
that
puts us in a different situation or take us to another level. But I'm grateful to God's word. I love it. And I thank God, even when God chastises me through His word, you know, I still enjoy it. It might hurt for a moment, but then later on I say, I'm sure glad He told or showed me that. I thank God for the word of God. And it's so rich today. I thank God, and I pray that God's anointing go with the minister as he travels, and that the anointing of God destroy every yoke and let him arrive at his destination safely. And God bless you. Sister Adrian, I'm so happy to be with y'all today. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mother. Mother Richard is on with the Circle of Love, Block Talk Radio, and she has a segment that she does on Monday called Grandma's Touch, and that's with Circle of Love Ministry. And give them that phone number, Mother Richard, right quick, for them on Mondays at 7 o'clock California time. That's 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She hosts a segment called Grandma's Touch. Would you give them that information, Mother?
Yes, amen. It's at 7 p.m. every Monday evening in California, and the number is 646-478-0116. And again, it's 464-478-0116. That's the number to call in for Grandma's Touch. And we appreciate it if you call in. And if you can't, just pray for us. Praise God, because God's word is wonderful and powerful. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We praise God for you, Mother. Amen, Sister Ruby. Any more callers?
Oh, praise the Lord. That's everybody. A lot. You have left off. But it's been a blessing. Pastor Hamilton,
okay, I think you said go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I think you said Minister Billy Burns was on.
But they dropped off.
Okay, well, I still would like all of our listeners to know that Minister Billy Burns, my girlfriend in North Carolina, she hosts a segment, she and her husband, Elder Albert Burns,
on Saturday morning, tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, at 7 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And that segment is called They Overcame. And that's a time where she has women and men of God that has powerful testimonies about what God is doing in their life. So anyway, we just bless the Lord for you all. We're going to ask Sister Ruby to have comments, and then we're going to go back to Pastor Edward for his Pastor Hamilton for his final comments, and we just thank God for you all. Have a great and glorious weekend. Remember, Sunday at 7 o'clock a.m., we have corporate prayer, so if you like to call in and get some prayer in before you go to your different houses of worship, we certainly invite you to do so. And we also want you to continue to pray for this citywide crusade. We're still looking for a location, have not got it, but continue to keep that those dates open on your calendar, September the 5th through the 7th in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're still diligently looking for a location. So keep that in mind. So Sister Ruby, we'll have you to do your final comments, and then we're going to go back to Pastor Hamilton, and we can close out with God Will Make a Way by Shirley Season. Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, Pastor Hamilton. The Lord bless you to be back on the air. You know, it's just a blessing. You said God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I said, you out there witnessing. You know, you in that airport, the Lord got you witnessing up in there. Don't know many, how many souls you're going to bring up there, get a telephone number or whatever. Isn't God glorious? Isn't he awesome?
Yeah, amen. I've already passed out. I've already passed out over 20 flyers.
Oh, God, you can walk up and...
Right.
Hey, hallelujah.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm just, while you guys are talking, I'm just walking up and down.
Glory, hallelujah. You know,
I'm just walking up and down, passing out my ministry flyers. Saying,
ooh, that's
bless.
What I wanted to hear. That's all I got to say. I love you. Praise the Lord. And the word was a blessing. Back into your hands, Evangelist Bernard. He passing out them tracks. Are you witnessing?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Lord. Well, we thank God for you, Pastor Hamilton. We just bless the Lord for you. We pray that God will certainly be with you, and you won't be there all day, and you're going to get out of there on time today and continue to do the work of the ministry. So we're going to let you close the phone out.
All right. Well, family, you know you're loved and appreciated. That is truly from our heart, and we are excited to continue to fellowship with you guys. And we really, really love you. Love you, your spirit, and everything that God is doing in your lives, we are proud to be a part of. So God bless you. Enjoy your weekend. I actually didn't do anything yesterday. I came to my office yesterday and watched some older movies, some westerns, and David, and I just kicked back by myself. I didn't really want to do the barbecue thing yesterday, and I feel so good today. So God bless you guys. Enjoy your weekend, and I will be back next Friday. I'll be here Friday for Provoke Fridays.
When I get to
town, I'll call you.
Okay, do that.
All right, we love you.
Love you too, Pastor.
Love you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you back next week. And those that can tune in tomorrow morning with Minister Billy Burns, do so. And even on Sunday morning, thank God for all of you, Sister Albertine, Mother Richards. We're just so happy to see you today, Sister Carter, Sister Donna, Sister Albertine, Minister Burns, he dropped off. And certainly we give kudos to our very gracious co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, doing such a wonderful job, and we appreciate you. So God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. Have a safe trip. We're going to close out with God Will Make a Way by Shirley Caesar. God bless you all. Have a great weekend. Encourage somebody.
God will make a way. I know that he will. I've seen it and he will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that he will. I've seen it and I know he will. make a way.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Close it out. Final close out.